An hour of Monday night's meeting was centered around Maryville's public water. About a dozen residents showed up and voiced their concerns and frustrations over an increased smell and taste over the past month. After hearing from citizens, the City Council approved several immediate actions, including the purchase of powder-activated carbon.
It is reducing the geosmin, the taste and odor issues in the water by approximately 90%. Unfortunately, the other 10% cannot be removed with the existing technologies at our water treatment plant.
As for future solutions, City Manager Greg McDaniel says they're waiting on a report from HDR Engineering.
Short-term and long-term recommendations to address taste and odor issues in the water, and those recommendations are likely to include everything from an algaecide application as a preventative measure for algae growth, which was approved tonight, all the way to a construction of a new multi-million-dollar water treatment plant.
They hope to have that report by next month so the City Council can discuss the issue further. For KXCV, KRNW, I'm Jeremy Warner reporting.